So, Dr. McDermott, do you agree with this overall algorithm that was just described in terms of dealing with pulmonary toxicity with everolimus?
Sure, you have to be on the lookout for it. It's not something we see often, but you have to educate the patient in particular to report symptoms. It can be challenging with people who have lung metastases to separate what's lung toxicity from what's disease progression, and oftentimes you don't settle that until you see a scan. So the key is education and not treating through worsening symptoms until you do an evaluation. You also have to get, as David alluded to, sometimes you have to get a pulmonary consult to try to separate what's infection from what's drug toxicity.
Dr. Motzer, any comments about mucositis with everolimus? This is a huge topic in breast cancer nowadays because they're just starting to get used to the drug. There, they use a lot of preemptive corticosteroid mouthwashes, etc. How do you approach the issue of prevention and management?
Well, what we found to be the most effective are the steroid mouthwashers, and there's also a paste that they can buy to actually put it over the lesion. So that seems to be quite effective in managing the stomatitis. It also seems like and I don't treat breast cancer, but it seems like the stomatitis may be a little bit more of an issue in the breast cancer population than in the kidney cancer population for reasons that I don't quite understand.
You know, I hear a lot in breast cancer, again, they're just kind of getting used to the drug about dose reductions or holding it for even minimal mucositis. It seems like a little bit more conservative than what I've heard from you all. What does it take for you to hold the drug?
If it's impairing the patient's ability to take nutrition, then I always hold the medication.
So I just want to quickly get your take on what you think maybe your next therapy might be in this lady who's gotten sunitinib and now progressing on everolimus. Just real quick, in 2 seconds, Dr. Stadler, what would you be thinking?
I'd go back to a VEGFR inhibitor.
Which one?
Well, she had sunitinib. Axitinib is, has some data, so I would go back to.
How about sunitinib again?
You could go back to sunitinib again, which would probably work just as well. I think that a prolonged break from VEGFR inhibition probably resets the stroma in some way. And we have a subset of patients who seem to do well after a break. You go back to the same sort of VEGFR inhibitor.
So, Dr. McDermott, what do you think your most likely agent would be in this situation?
No, I agree. VEGF is king. I would go back to axitinib, and it's probably going to work given the time the person was on everolimus, which was an impressive amount of time. The drug will be active.